2005, 20 September, clinical study of Dave and Roxy 10 bloopers. First subject, Ig, contents of bloopers. Very relevant, very unhappy, exerting powers of producerdom, and a very loose chair. Contents follow.
Cut! Cut! Well, it's an ongoing comedy drama series that I've been directing for a while. It's been going on these past few years. Yeah, I just realized if I have my hands in front of my mouth, they can't really hear me.
It's a little hopeful for conversation.
Oh, God. You know, it's a really funny story. it's a funny story. In 10 years is a lot of time for someone to change their mind about a lot of things. What the hell was I thinking when I wrote this? What the hell am I doing? Where am I going with this? God. Okay, let's try this again. Until you manage to get it right. How many ways can you screw up the line? Yes, I... This isn't staying calm, is it? Sometimes you have to screw up the line. Yes, I agree. Anyways. Yes, I agree. Chair. Yeah, we also had Rich again. We brought him back. Stupid. He's so... And we killed his stupid ass. God, he's so stupid. He's just so stupid. And then we got to DNR 7, which introduced Rachel. Rachel. Rachel.
Rachel.
God, did you read the goddamn script? You okay? Well, my scum, I've been up to my knees in gold and trinkets since those insipid fools began their rise to power. Now I'm most pleased in my eternal happiness, where I may take my fill of women and gold. Now... Well, Scum! God, should I ever do this? Well, Scum, I've been in my knees in gold and trinkets since those insipid fools began their rise to power. I am Edwin. How are you doing? I could not find toilet paper, so I found something else to wipe my ass.
Scum! I've been up to my knees in gold and trinkets as those...
That's a little too scary, I suppose.
Upon hearing contents, cause of death could be determined as blunt force to the brain from such stupid bloopers. Should be highly avoided at all costs. Session ends. 2005, 20th September, study of DNR 10 bloopers continue. Today's subject, Matt Krua. Bloopers involved are very surreal. They contain instances of self-deprecation. Check. Yeah, that's right, self-deprecation. And are generally quite silly. Contents follow.
No, I don't know. It was just one of those bitchin' things, man. Bitchin'! Meow! 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 I sound like a cat. No, I don't know. It was just one of those, you know, bitchin' things, man. Bitchin'! Oh, my keyboard fell. Okay. Damn nerds! Oh! I have no idea what you want with this line. Dimners? What the fuck's a dimner? Okay. Goddamn! What? You know... Before I press stop, this clip didn't have as much opportunity for bloopers as some of the other ones have, I guess. Well, I guess it did, but I didn't get to, like, toss in a, YEAH, MOTHER BITCHES! Like I do sometimes. I don't know. You should get someone else to do it. Get Safi to do it. Yeah. I'm so alone.
After listening to contents, cause of death could be determined as poisoning a funny bone. He is quite a funny guy. Open and shut. Session ends. 2005, 21st September. Study of DNR 10 bloopers continue. Today's subject, Tropicana Rarinu / Lauren Rapaki Sack / Troppy / that really weird girl. Bloopers involved are short and contain self-indignance evident of mildly educated college student paying overpriced tuition. Contents follow.
I don't really think we have a leader among us, per se. Most of us are in it solely for the creative equity. Each of us gives and takes, and we all have... I should really read this before I say it. Ig, the produce... I bet there's going to be some really self-righteous line after this, and I haven't read the script yet, so... Yep. I don't need this. I'm in college.
After hearing contents, it can be determined that the bloopers are in fact not lethal, but still threaten your intelligence if you listen to them constantly, so I will recommend avoiding at all costs. End session. 2005, 21st September, continuing session of DNR 10 bloopers. This is an archive mentioning bloopers performed by the individual known as Safi. Quite funny and interesting. Some physical contact that is naughty was involved. However, the sessions were mysteriously lost during what can be described as a non-hard drive crash situation, and thus can only be referenced. Session ends. 2005, 22nd September, finishing the study of the Dave and Roxy 10 blooper series. Today's subject is Tom to Bowie. Bloopers involved evidence a rather tenuous grasp of the English language, the potential for blood-curdling screaming amongst family members in the house, the ability of myself to get sued by the wonderful Kim Lee Hoang, and the seeming inability of Tom to Bowie to pronounce the last name Bar Dendrikon Gotsifurin Gehoven Gisanatnaten. Contents follow.
Fie! What the hell is Fie? I do not know. Oh well.
I want a communicator watch. And I'll kill everyone in my way!
No, that was just loud and stuff.
I want a communicator watch. And I'll kill everyone in my way!
Huh? Oh, sorry. Oh yeah, I'm so recording for Dave and Roxy again. You can tell. Okay, next. Flava? Well, we don't talk about it much anymore, but... Well, for the post... For the post... post-theater years, it really was our holy grail. We found a lot of inspiration. Inspire me when I'm down, because I need you by my side. When I whisper, I need you to come running. Have you even heard me do this line correctly yet? No. Bar rendre kakun guts for kafur and govern de gadadana heen. Barendendre kakun guts of fur and govern nane na redden kadden. Bar renden curry kunskef and kunulusiuklun.
Final results of bloopers indeterminate. Though not lethal, they are definitely harmful to listen to. It is recommended amongst this body that if the Tom to Bowie is encountered in the wild, that he be captured and his head cut open to taste the juicy, delicious goodness inside. This concludes the study of the Dave and Roxy 10 blooper reel. Good luck, and Godspeed, and God save us all. End recording.